This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed. Right.
For our reflections, we shall look at Genesis chapter 23, verses 1 to 10.
Sarah lived to be 127 years old. She died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went to mourn for Sarah and to weep over her. Then Abraham rose from beside his dead wife and spoke to the Hittites. He said,
I am a foreigner and a stranger among you. Sell me some property for a burial site here, so I can bury my dead.
The Hittites replied to Abraham,
Sir, listen to us. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will refuse you his tomb for burying your dead.
Then Abraham rose and bowed down before the people of the land, the Hittites. He said to them,
If you are willing to let me bury my dead, then listen to me and intercede with Ephron, son of Zohar, on my behalf. So he will sell me the cave of Machpelah, which belongs to him and is at the end of his field. Ask him to sell it to me for
you
the full price.
You just listened to the audio version of Genesis chapter 23, verses 1 to 10.
What do you choose? Eternal damnation in hellfire or eternal life in a golden city? Hell was not made for any man but the devil. Dear listener, don't allow him to deceive you to sin, to join him in hell. Accept Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior. Get baptized into a true Bible-believing church. And live daily for the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit. Your eternal life will be guaranteed. God bless you.
Cherished listener, brace yourself as we bring to you a continuation of the discussion, The Origin of Sin.
Before we went on the break, we were still trying to describe, define, and explain what is sin.
Let me say a small word on sin. We've seen that it's the act, it's the premonition, but sin is also the state of being that one enters as a result either of the premonition or the act or both. So sometimes we will say that a person is living in sin, not necessarily or only because they have committed that sin, but also because they are now under the judgment.
Okay.
Or at least liable to the judgment of God because they have fallen out of his good graces and, as we say, have come under the law. And so just to add that it is also a state of being that we simply enter in which we are falling out and falling short, as Paul said, of the glory of God. In general terms, one philosopher tried to summarize all of sin as the state in which something does not conform to its true purpose. So just in general terms, whether it's a man who should be faithful to his wife and yet is not, or it is a child who should be doing his homework or is not, or, you know.
Oh, really? That is interesting. A child not doing their homework.
So from that philosophical perspective, right?
Okay.
As long as anything does not conform with the reality that has been prescribed for it, particularly from the divine authority, that thing is in a state of sin.
All right, the state that,
under
of sin.
The influence.
And under the influence, yes.
So it is a thought, it is an action as a result of a thought, and it is also a state of being that you are in as a result of probably your thoughts, your actions, or both. Wow, that's interesting. We will draw the curtain on sin because I think we have defined it and broken it into pieces, soluble pieces for easy absorption. Let's go into the origin. What is origin? Because the topic for today's discussion is the origin of sin. What is origin?
Origin means beginning, the start, where something has its, what we call the genesis, where it starts, how it begins, and how it continues. The beginning point is the origin, how it starts, what prompts it, what energizes it, what brings it to pass. That is what we call origin.
Which means before the origins, the thing wasn't in existence.
Oh, okay.
The element wasn't there.
Yeah, Agana has been contributing to this program, and today he has been personally invited here. So you're going to hear his voice on the origin as well. Agana in Siri. Your name is quite a fascinating one. What is origin?
I think it's particularly interesting just looking up this word. So the beginning point, the commencement, yes. Mm. But I try to go beyond that and see what is the original thinking, what is that original stem from which we have come to understand this word. It appears as if the earliest I can find is oriri, an old Latin stem, oriri, right? Which means to rise, to become visible. So interestingly, back then it appears as if the word origin was not so much used to explain how something came into existence, but just how it came to be seen. Right, the point at which it became visible to an observer.
So you mean the thing could have been in existence,
exactly.
All right, but it was not seen.
Exactly.
So origin now starts from when it began to be seen.
Yes, at least when you consider that original stem. Of course, over time, language has added layers to that meaning, so that now we look at it not just as the point at which we begin to see the evidence of the thing, but also the point at which we begin to realize that it actually exists in itself.
Okay. We have seen origin. So fusing the two, the origin of sin. We've heard a lot about origin, we've heard a lot about sin.
having known the meaning of sin as going contrary to the will of God, being the premonition and all stuff, and origin as the beginning point of something. Sin, origin of sin can now be defined as the point in time at which we first heard of sin in the history of humanity or in the history of this world. And in the Bible, from Genesis chapter 2, verse 17.
Okay, let's read
saw
that one.
A principle.
Let's read that one. Genesis 2, 17. I think that will be principle. The first text to be reading for today.
Genesis 2, 17. Whoever of you can
yes.
read. It reads, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die."
How does that one okay. link with?
So, someone defines sin as going contrary to what God has stated. And when Pastor Kuka was talking about premonition, I quickly went through what actually premonition means, meaning that something has been stated and you have a rule which is guiding something, and someone decides to go contrary to such a rule. So
the decision to go contrary,
that is the initiative to go contrary to that decision, or the initiative to
from
go,
the mind.
That is it, from the mind.
Okay.
We have some. Okay. So in Ezekiel chapter 28, we had a sense of that thing as contrary to the will of God.
Ezekiel 28 verse, let's read that
12
one
to 15.
Ezekiel 28.
That is where we see the origin of sin.
That is it.
So let me take that text because it's really important to me. Ezekiel 28.
Verse 12 to 15. And you add verse 17.
Ezekiel 28:12. It says that, "Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. 13. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God.
Sure.
Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in the day that thou was created. 14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. 15. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity
was found in thee. 16.
16 says, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. 17. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee."
Sure. As to the origin of sin, defined by Pastor Isaac as trying to elevate oneself above the rule, there we had sin. So this one, the text tells us that when he was perfectly created, there was a point in time in his life which he decided to be above the rules given. There sin originated.
Okay, there sin originated. That has been a biblical and a scholarly presentation of the origin of sin, which in my own opinion, as well as probably possibly some of my listeners, it's a little more vague.
You just listened to a discussion on the topic, the origin of sin. A continuation will be brought to you later.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on 233-2087-04532 or 0244-235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address, Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of Hope.
Choose, for the road that leads to life is what we arrive at. Within a pounding chorus, we hear the words of truth, for the knowledge of Him brings the joy and laughter.
Dwelling in the presence of His majesty,
it is liberty.
I'm free to see.
That is where my soul will always long to be.
Made my heart His dwelling place.
And Lord, thank You for Your Son
and all the battles won that brought me to Your house of praise.
Oh,
da-da-da.
Answer you when you kneel to pray. God has made it plain that He is the giver. Yeah. It may not be in my time, but I know He'll make a way. 'Cause I'm living in the light of one who delivers. Oh, yes, I am.
Reaching down from heaven, He took the fall of
me.
So carefully,
oh, yeah, yeah.
He rescued me.
Oh, He rescued me.
No one here has yet been.
Come on.
Waiting and watching, watching for you. And
this is Moment of Truth, a special time set aside by the Lord to speak to our heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit all my listeners unto the hands of the living God. Father, grant them divine understanding through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let Your words be clear unto Your people in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue our series, The Holy Spirit and New Tongues, Part 2. Beloved in the Lord, Paul was addressing the misuse of the gift of tongue. Instead of speaking known languages, the brethren in Corinth, when they gather for worship, because they have the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit to speak other languages, begin to speak languages that were foreign to the congregation. And Paul says, you cannot do that. You are misapplying God's perfect gift. And these were clear languages, not babbling as we see today. So Paul began to teach them, even in the church, the gift of ministry as set up in the church in the order of their importance, as God put it, or in the order of their value, because they are all important. And see, the first apostle, second prophet, third in that order, until he came to the last as the gift of tongues and its interpretation. And now,
Paul continued and said, fine, we have this gift of ministry. You can speak in tongues, though it can be the least one, but I tell you that desire the best of the gift. And yet I show you the more excellent way of desiring the best of the gift. That is in 1 Corinthians 12:31. And we come to 1 Corinthians 13. Paul began to talk about the excellence of this gift. And it says in verse 2 that though in verse 1 of chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, that though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. So Paul began to draw the mind of the congregation to the excellence of the gift, the ultimate of it, and say that the ultimate of it is love. And now, that love that Paul is talking about is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So Paul says that speaking in languages and talking in the church is not the ultimate. The ultimate I want to know is that is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that to bear fruit of love. And if the Spirit fills you and controls your life, there must not be distortion in the church of God. It must be done orderly. So you desire the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the gift of tongues in you, you are misusing it. Maybe the point here is that you are missing your connection with God, with the Holy Spirit. So I'm bringing you back to the basis, that desire, the love. And how do you get it? When the Holy Spirit comes to fill you, then you'll be able to use that gift in its proper manner. So Paul began to expand the word of God, the church of Corinth. Now, Paul talks about prophecy. He says, but he wished that especially we prophesy. When people hear the word today, prophecy, they think that we must speak a word, something that should occur in the future. But in prophecy, it has got two meanings. To foretell, that is to say something that will happen in the future, or to tell forth. Simply means to preach the word. As you hear my voice, I'm telling forth the truth. And it is also a prophecy because it's predicting what will happen in the world in the future. Because preaching of the word, as at Pentecost, built the church. And it won many souls to the church as Paul says. Come to verse 14, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. Paul continued with the emphasis on love and says, pursue love and desire spiritual gift, but especially that you may prophesy, you may speak the word. You see, Paul began to teach the church, what is the essence of it all? Is it just to speak in other languages? No, that is a gift. But make sure you are filled with the Holy Spirit to fill you to the full. Then you'll be able to be instrument of God, as it happened on the day of Pentecost when 3,000 souls were won because the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and they were able to speak in the language with the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't just speak the language, but be filled. So Paul began to emphasize the essence of how we should live in the house of God. Beloved in the Lord, ask Jesus to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Ask Jesus to make you bear fruit of righteousness, which is the essence of the Holy Spirit living in us. We are filled with the love of God. That takes the place of our hatred, our anger, our wickedness. We are transformed. And Paul says, we become new creations, become God's children, and the old things pass away. We cannot be speaking in tongues and be fornicating and be hating people. But if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we bear the fruit of love, we live at peace with one another, and we abhor sin, and we live in the purity of God. And Paul says, when that happens, we should reckon ourselves as being dead indeed unto sin. By this, men will know that you are a child of God. When you allow yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues is a gift of God. You can speak it all right, as the Bible teaches it. The pure language, that God gives you through the power of the Holy Spirit, not barbary, but pure divine, pure language spoken by men through the power of the Holy Spirit, then you can say you are speaking in tongues, not but real languages. May God richly bless you. May God strengthen you and quicken you and revive you. Father, I pray for my listening. I pray for the unctioning of the Holy Ghost. I pray that they may desire or pursue love and also desire spiritual gift, but especially that they may prophesy, speak the word that will bring many souls into the kingdom of heaven as it happened on the day of Pentecost. May the Lord God Almighty be your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. This is your servant, Pastor G.Y. Aguade. God richly bless you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on 233-2087-04532 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.